Our signing day coverage continues with the one and only Katie Shuckle. First of all, a huge congratulations. You're headed to Kirkwood to play volleyball. What was behind the decision and ultimately where you landed?
Well, I really wanted to stay close to home just because I'm a homebody and I love being close to my family and friends. And Kirkwood is a nice 2-hour drive over there, so it's not too bad. And then the coaches were also super great when I first met them. They reached out early, and then, I don't know, I just really ended up liking them, and they made me feel comfortable and made me love the school, and the campus is super nice. I've met a couple of the girls, and I really liked them. So, yeah, everything just kind of fell into place perfectly, and I am really excited to go.
Well, and I know that you had some goals about being at a higher level just in conversations with you, and this feels like a real opportunity for you to do that, to prove yourself and to play at a higher level. What have the coaches talked to you about that process, knowing Kirkwood probably is used to having players like you come through?
Yeah, they just told me that their job is to get me to the level that I want to play at. So they just told me that they'll work with me, and they're really excited to see me play. And yeah, they just told me I'm just going to have to put in a lot of work, and I'll just keep continuing my recruiting for other schools. And they said if I need to go, if I get an offer right away, I'll go. And if not, I'll just play for 2 years, which I'm also very up to doing that too. So I don't know. I'm just really excited because there's a lot of opportunity that can come with this decision.
Well, and both the blessing and curse of your recruiting process is that you're a jack of all trades. There's not one position people usually define you as, maybe setter being the closest. At the next level, what do you really think you're going to be honing and focusing in on?
I'm playing everything still, which I was really happy about because I didn't want to give up one thing. So I don't know. It'll be fun. I can keep developing my setting skills, defensive skills, if that's what I end up doing, or even just hitting. So yeah, I don't know. I get to do all of it still, which is something that I really liked hearing from the coaches. So yeah, I'm excited about that.
Well, and I know volleyball was cut a little short for you after the season in terms of your injury in basketball, but now healthy again, getting ready for the spring. What is your mindset knowing that you still have two sports you're fully intending on playing and that your time in green and white isn't over yet?
I am pretty hyped about the track season and softball season coming up. It's just nice knowing that I still have things to come. Like, high school's not done for me yet, and it won't be done until end of July. So I'm really excited for both of them. I'm excited to see what happens in track and softball too. I love to play all the sports, so it'll be fun.
Well, yeah, you're the rare four sport. I don't think I can, went back 12 years, I think there's been a single athlete who's done what you've done. Now that you're nearing the finish line on that, in hindsight, how rewarding was that to be a true four-sport athlete? And while you were still playing volleyball all the time, really get to invest and learn four different sports?
I love it. I just like to mix it up a little bit. I could play volleyball all year round, don't get me wrong, but it's nice to be able to mix it up and have different coaches and different teams, and I get to make a lot of new friends on all the teams. So it's just nice to mix it up. It's good. I think it helps just to make you a better athlete when you play a lot of different things because it works a bunch of different muscles and stuff too, so I don't know. I just like it. I find a lot of joy in playing sports and competing.
Well, and at the same time, you're watching your younger siblings do the same thing. And I know we talked about that this fall with Liz. Let's get to know, how cool has it been to have your brother and sister here at the high school? It's a little bittersweet that it's ending, but how fun was it to have all three Shuckles in one roof?
It's been really fun. I've really enjoyed it. It's fun seeing them in the hallways. I don't get to see them a ton, but then every once in a while I'll see them at like a sport, or I pass them in the hallways a lot actually, which is, I do really enjoy that. And I'm sad that I'm leaving them now because I wanted to play with Liv longer, because it's just fun to have your siblings there. But that was another reason why I wanted to stay close, so I can come back and watch them play still. I didn't want to miss all of their high school since they've been there for all of mine. So.
And then we're in the middle of a season right now. You've already had a couple throws recorded, and you've described to me in the past that this is, you're still pushing yourself, but also very relaxing, especially in that throwing ring. What are you looking forward to about building on the success you've had so far, knowing you're a state medalist, but at the same time, also knowing that you're just really close with those girls and enjoying what this spring has to offer?
Yeah, I think throwing is just really fun. It's a good social time, but I also get to compete. And I've made a lot of friends with some of the younger girls that keep coming up. So I've enjoyed getting to know some of the freshmen and sophomores. I get along with them really well. We have a lot of bonding time up there at the rings. And I don't know, throwing is just a fun sport because it's very laid back, but it's also a place where I can compete and still have fun with all of my friends.
And not to get too far ahead of myself, but while you're here, you still have a softball season after graduation yet too, coming off as defending champions. I know the team is very different, but just what are you looking forward to about that one last time, especially in a sport that I know that you've really grown to love?
Yeah, well, like you said, I do love softball a ton. So I'm just so excited for it. Like, last year was so cool, and you just kind of get, like, a bite of what it's like, and I just want more of it. Like, I want to go back to state so bad, and I think our team can do it, too. We're all super close, and I think everyone's really excited for the season to start. Like, I've been thinking about it for a while, and I'm just excited for it to get going and to get track going, too. So, yeah, it'll be fun.
The one and only Katie Shekel, who never gets a break from poor old Andrew Schneider, but that's okay. Headed to Kirkwood. Congratulations. So proud of you. Thank you.
Thank you.